New rules on the agricultural road. We're visiting today with Cheryl Skolas, Department of Biological Systems Engineering, University of Wisconsin Extension in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, Madison, Wisconsin, now celebrating 125 years, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Cheryl, some changes about how farmers can use the highways and roads this season. Can you give us a quick recap?
The new rules that are coming into place for our agricultural equipment really relate to, one, public safety, and two, allowing that equipment to legally operate out on the road. It's been designed basically for our fields. So there's some changes coming along the lines of the size, the weight, lighting and marking requirements, how they can move and switch lanes on the road, and then some discussion around permits so that those local road authorities can help maintain and preserve our road infrastructure for this farm equipment.
And Cheryl, can you give us an idea what precipitated these changes?
As we started looking at the axle weights, the overall gross vehicle weights, and really where our agricultural equipment had grown to, we realized that our definition of agricultural equipment hadn't kept date with today's ag industry. And so to make those changes, we needed to look at it in a broader perspective.
And Cheryl, can you give us an idea how this may affect our farmers?
The changes in the rules are going to be coming out in different parts over a period of time. It's going to give some allowances on weight. It's going to affect some of the lighting and marking requirements. For some of our oversized equipment, it means that there may be a permit that they're required to get to operate by the local road authority. So overall, it's a variety of changes, and people are going to need to be looking for those different implementation dates.
And Cheryl, how may this affect people driving and using our roads?
As a motorist out there on the road, you're going to want to be looking for that farm equipment as you're meeting it and start looking at the different lighting and marking elements. So those are clues to you of the width of that equipment. It's going to give you some idea how that equipment's going to move differently on the road from a standard semi-truck or your car or truck. So look for those reflectors, those extremity markers that we call them, that's going to help you guys share the road with that farm equipment this spring. You know, our planting and our tillage equipment is a lot different than our forage equipment, which is a lot different than our harvesting equipment. So basically from April, hopefully just into November, we're operating some of this equipment. But because of our dairy industry, we're going year-round here. So there's always going to be some agricultural equipment out there.
Cheryl, are there places to get more information?
Additional details on the new regulations will be coming out. The Department of Transportation website will be having information under the Doing Business, looking for the agriculture for the farm community.
We've been visiting with Cheryl Skolas, Department of Biological Systems Engineering, University of Wisconsin Extension in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, Madison, Wisconsin, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.